Roger DeCoster, Motocross of Nations, Team USA. You knew it would be tough coming in, but third place on the day. What'd you think?
Well, it was tough, and it was even tougher than I expected, you know. And not to make excuses, we had also a little bit things rolling against us. And Germany, they did not do anything wrong, no mistakes, good starts. You know, they stayed out of trouble all day, and you know, most people thought Belgium or the Netherlands would be the toughest, but because they really used to send. But these three guys from Germany rode exceptional today. I think they rode maybe above their normal level. Even you know, they saw an opportunity and they really came together and did an outstanding job. I mean, the nation's existing for over 60 years now, and they've never been really close to winning. And today they were the best, and they deserve the win, you know.
Right. What do you think about Ryan's ride today? I thought he looked a little bit off, maybe not as strong as we expected.
Yeah, I think all three, you know, we were not good enough. You know, we were not in the same league as, you know, if you saw Herlings and Caroli. I mean, it makes me think is like we would, like how they would look if they came to Anaheim, you know.
Yeah,
it was basically,
good point.
It was basically that different. And you know, we could have done a little bit better if things had rolled our way. But I don't think we had the dinners to win this weekend on these conditions. And I would like you press people to convey to the American public, you know, what this track really is like. It's You hear sand and you hear big bumps and all that, but right. if you walk the track here and see, you know, there's ruts. I walked the track yesterday and the ruts were deeper today. Yeah. And yesterday they were above my belt line.
Yeah. Well, I was here last year and I walked it after the GP last year. And Kyle Chisholm, who loves sand, was really looking forward to this, told me if this was a track in hell, this would be it. And so I think they have a clear idea of just how tough it is. And for you, I mean, coming in though, did you, obviously you're thinking USA can win, you assembled the team, you picked the guys, but you probably had some concerns or some worry.
Yeah, no, you know, I know basically what we would be facing here, and that's the reason that we came early also. And it's not only the riders that have to adapt in their riding style and all that, you know. Our riders, they used to ride more towards the front of the bike because we ride air tracks and supercross, so you want to ride with contact, keep the front wheel in contact. Mm-hmm. And on the sand, it's almost like riding a jet ski, you know. You control things with the back wheel and you let the front float. But to go in three practice sessions, you know, we had 3 days that we practiced to expect to learn to be at the very best with what these guys have. Caroli, he moved up from Italy and he lives a mile from this track.
Right.
And he's here every week, 2, 3, 4 times, mm-hmm. you know. And our guys had to try to do the same thing in 3 sessions, you know. And like I said, it's not only the riding technique, but it's also balancing the bike, you know, setting the bike up. And I think all three of us, we made steps in the right direction, but we were not all there yet in the bike setup.
I think you're right. I think Dungey's bike looked a little, I thought, compared to some bikes, a little off in suspension-wise. Did you make any changes from yesterday? Did you go in the wrong direction? Or
no, we went in the right direction, but we probably need to go more in that direction. And all three. I think these guys, with a little bit more time on these conditions,
right.
we would be a lot closer.
Yeah. Well, talking about the USA, but also KTM, though. 1-2 every moto. Herlings, Caroli, Roczen, your US guy was phenomenal. What a day for KTM.
Yeah, it's, you know, KTM, we may have had the best year ever, you know, winning in the US also for the first time and dominating everything in Europe. You know, they won MX1, MX2, MX3, and it's, and then now they dominated the nation also. Yeah, it feels like the hold on the days, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. Last question. Biggest surprise for you today, do you think, rider wise?
Rider wise, it's hard to say. You know, we knew, we had heard about the results from Herlings, mm-hmm. But also, you know, you have to give some credit to Cairoli because he seems to do just enough what is necessary. Right. So you don't really know how much he can do because, you know, like everybody expected Hellings to win, and Hellings was faster than him, but Cairoli won the race, you know?
Well, hey, I guess you got to lose every once in a while. The last time you lost, 03, I was on the team. So maybe that was why. But, you know, I know you'll be right back at it next year for Germany, right?
Yeah, we go to Germany, Touch and Tell, where they had the GP last week. And that's, it's more hard ground, you know, it's a kind of a fast track. And it should not be as big a handicap for us as this was today.
Right. All right, well, thank you very much. Always honest, always a good interview. Thanks.
Thank you.